قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم. سيدنا رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام استقبل نصارى نجران وجالسهم وتحدث معهم، وراسل النجاشي، وكان النجاشي نصرانيا قبل أن يدخل في الإسلام، وراسل أيضا المقوقس عظيم القبط في الإسكندرية، وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يحرص على أن يقيم معهم علاقات لأجل تقريبهم جميعا إلى الإسلام، فمنهم من أسلم ومنهم من بقي على دينه. يسر الله تعالى هنا في بريطانيا أن ألتقي بأحد القساوسة لننظر كيف نظرته إلى الإسلام، ما هو معتقدهم في سيدنا رسول الله محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، ومعتقدهم في سيدنا عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام، كيف نستطيع نحن أن نؤثر فيهم. لماذا بدأت الكنائس اليوم في بريطانيا وفي غيرها يقل روادها حتى صار عدد منها تحول إلى مدارس أو تحول إلى مساجد أو ربما إلى مستودعات وغير ذلك؟ لماذا قل الحضور فيها؟ كيف نستطيع أن نقيم معهم علاقات لأجل أن ننشر بينهم الدين الذي جاء به عيسى وجاء به محمد وجميع الأنبياء، وهو توحيد الله وحده لا شريك له؟ تعالوا معي ندخل إلى الكنيسة، وقد دخل بعض الصحابة كنائس لحوار أصحابها، فتعالوا اليوم ندخل إلى الكنيسة لأجل أن نحاور أصحابها.
قدم الشجرة هذه، قدم الكنيسة تلك، وما بين الشجرة المثمرة والبناء الخاوي واد متسع كالذي بين الأرض والسماء. في هذا الشارع في لندن كل شيء يكتسي مجدا عتيقا، وتقف هذه الكنيسة بنقوشها الزاهية وصلبانها الضخمة في قلب حي ثري في تشيلسي. لكن المعضلة هنا ليست في شكلها، بل في قلة زوارها. وكما أمرنا الإسلام بالدعوة في أي أرض وتحت أي سماء، فإننا ذهبنا لنحاور القس ماغويل تشارلز حوارا من نوع مختلف.
السلام عليكم.
السلام ورحمة الله. شيخي مرحبا.
How are you? Hello. Good morning.
Doctor, welcome.
Nice to meet you.
And you?
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Welcome to Holy Cross.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And thank you for giving us time to visit this church.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm Professor Mohammed Al-Arifi from Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
My job in university. أنا الشيخ وسيم ودي أسأله، ما الفرق بين الكنائس هذه كاثوليكية؟ إيش الفرق بين لما تكون كاثوليك أو أرثوذكس أو
He's asking, this is a Catholic church.
Sure.
And what is the difference between, for example, a Catholic church and a Protestant or an Orthodox church?
In the furniture and its buildings, you mean?
No, in the sense of its من حيث الاعتقاد.
من حيث الاعتقاد والشعائر.
In terms of your belief and the things that you would uphold in your religion.
Well, speaking for the Catholic Church itself, our beliefs are contained in our creed that we recite during the Mass. So you'll find everything that a Catholic believes in his creed, which they will recite on Sunday together. Yes, and we have differences. We have historical differences. And then as the centuries have gone on, there's been more differences. But for a Catholic, you'll always hear them publicly proclaiming their faith at the beginning of the Mass in the creed.
And that would be taken directly from the Bible or other?
It's all biblically based. And although the passages aren't but in the sense of what our beliefs are, you'll always find them in the creed of the Mass.
أصول الاعتقاد طبعا أخذ من العهد القديم وكذلك العهد الجديد عندهم. لكن what are the differences? Do you know one or two differences between the Catholic Church and maybe the Orthodox or Protestant?
One is we our understanding of communion, of Eucharist. For the Catholics, our belief is that Christ is present in the bread and wine, and it is Christ himself physically present. And there are some Protestant traditions also may believe that as well, but it wouldn't be universally held in the Protestant church. Okay. So that would be our main understanding of Eucharist as what we believe that to be. And from that flows.
من الفروق أن في عباداتهم يعتقدون الكاثوليكية أن عندما يتعبدون الله يتعبدون بوجود الخبز فهو هذا يعتبر عبارة عن الجسم والخمر
جسد المسيح
نعم وكذلك الخمر هو دمه يتعبدون عيسى مثلا
they are eat this bread every Sunday
and you would eat this bread and wine
the mass is from the Last Supper the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Last Supper he gave us the bread and the wine they said this is him this is me and every time you gather and celebrate I am with you and it becomes his body and blood for us so in a sense in our reverence we would genuflect we would kneel and we would receive reverently receiving our Lord to sustain us and food for the journey in life
يأخذون هذه العبادة من لقاء الأخير على زعمهم أن عيسى جلس مع الحواريين وقال لهم بعد أن صلبوا على زعمهم هذا الخبز عبارة عن جسدي
والخمر هو دمي
نعم هذا عندما يتعبدون
So every Sunday when the people come here are they eat this bread and drink?
They do. That's the reason why we gather on Sunday. We gather to celebrate the Lord's resurrection and in memory of his life. And people gather for that, for the Lord's day of the resurrection. And to be fed by him, fed through the word, which is the scriptures, and fed through the sacrament, which we call the bread and wine, the Eucharist for us. So the assembly come to give praise and to give thanks, and for the Lord to feed them in word. And his own gifts of bread and wine as well.
اجتماعهم لأجل ذلك حتى يتناولون الخبز
ويشربون
الخمر لأنه لا تذكرون أن عيسى يطعمهم.
آها يطعمهم هذا.
يطعمهم هذا. نعم.
But I think Jesus is he was when he in his life did he was eat drink whiskey wine.
Jesus drink.
Yes.
In the scriptures, it records at the wedding feast of Cana that he partook of that celebration. And although it never says that he actually drinks bread and wine, we take it from the reference that he partook of the celebrations and the gatherings of his custom. Yeah.
هناك قصة مذكورة عندهم أن عيسى كان موجود في حفلة وأنه جهز لهم الخمر. فهو من ضمن ذلك يفهمون أن عيسى قد شاركهم وإن لم يكن مذكورا بالنص لكن يفهمون أنه قد شاركهم
أنا زرت بعض الكنائس من قبل ورأيت أن البريست يكون يلبس الصليب هنا لا أراه يلبس الصليب لماذا؟
He's attended a church before where the priest would wear a cross on his clothing He doesn't see that on you, for example, no
Okay, during the celebration of the Mass our Roman Catholic priests would wear vestments and sometimes there would be a cross in the vestment. Mm. But outside the Mass, if you were a bishop, you would wear a cross. So as your authority as a bishop. But some Orthodox would wear the cross. Mm. But it's something that... I think though some priests would wear either a lapel, they would have a cross. Who would say they are. Yeah.
يقول في خلال الصلاة أو خلال عباداتهم يلبسون الملابس عليها الصليب أما الأرثوذكس طبعا يلبسون دائما أما الأرثوذكس فيلبسونها أكثر منهم يعني حتى ولو خارج الصلاة أو عبادتهم يعني
طيب نظرة البريست للإسلام نظرتهم لنبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هل يرون أنه مكمل لرسالة عيسى أو يرون أنه معارض له أو يرون أنه يدعي النبوة ما هو اعتقادهم فيه؟
The question is that what would be a Roman Catholic view of, for example, the Prophet Muhammad in his claim, for example, that he would be a prophet? Is he seen as somebody who came with a message which opposed, or did he come with a message which completed? How would Christians, for example, or Catholics specifically, look at the Prophet Muhammad?
Well, for us, the prophets ended with John the Baptist, foreshadowing the coming of Jesus Christ. And for us, that's the end of the prophetic line. And Jesus is the Son of God. So in a sense, after that comes people who are holy and influenced by scripture. And so our prophetic line ends in the sense of John the Baptist in scripture and the beginning of Jesus' birth.
سلسلة الأنبياء انتهت مع يحيى عليه السلام ينتهي هنا.
مع يحيى.
نعم.
طيب موسى عليه السلام or Jesus or Prophet Muhammad.
So the other prophets like Moses is viewed as a prophet, of course.
Yeah, everything. There are the prophets before the birth of Christ who foretold of the coming of Christ indirectly but through the scriptures. Yes. And John the Baptist was the last of our prophets. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus.
And then Jesus is viewed as...
Jesus is the full revelation of God's love for the world. Is Jesus Christ is God's son and is God. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, there is no need for any prophetic saying that after Jesus, in a sense, the way we understand prophetic prophecy in the scriptures would be John the Baptist.
أما عيسى فهو الموعود في كلام النبيين من قبله. هو الذي قال لأنه سيبعث فيهم نبي وهو عيسى لكن هو ابن الله وهو الله في نفس الوقت.
لماذا يعتقد أن محمد ليس نبيا؟
For example, if prophethood you believe was completed with John the Baptist, and then the emergence of another prophet, for example, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all, who would say that we believe in all of the other prophets as well, and it's a completion of the message. Why would it, for example, if you say that that you wouldn't accept the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?
I'm not saying we wouldn't accept the Prophet Muhammad as Prophet Muhammad, but it's just in our tradition, the prophecy ends at John the Baptist because Jesus has come. And it's not being disrespectful. We still see the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, as a holy man and has something really important to say, etc. So we would listen. Yes. But in a sense of the weight we give to Scripture in our canons of our Bible, of we would say it stops at John the Baptist. But the rest, you know, we don't have the same, obviously, because we are.
And if he could him, انتهت النبوة مع يحيى. لكن محمد ما نعارضه نعترف أنه له أهمية ونعتبر أنه رجل صالح لكن من حيث النبوة لا نعتقد أنه
ليس
نبي.
أنا عندي بعض الأسئلة. I am professor in a university. I teach religion, all the religions, Christian and Islam. And some of the students, they are ask me difficult question sometime when I give. Yes. I will ask you this question. Maybe you can help me to search for answer. In Christian, Jesus is the son for the God. I think, right?
Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the people killed Jesus by the cross, right?
Yeah.
The reason there is big sin, did it Adam, كلامي واضح؟
واضح.
And the God agreed his son kill to delete the sin. Right?
Yeah.
This is your belief, I think.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of ways that God can delete this sin without kill his son. Why the God choose this way?
It's the fullest expression of God's love to offer himself for his people. To say that Jesus is the perfect God. And to offer himself is a real sense of how much God loves us. It is to lay down his own life, to say, this is how much I've always loved you. And I welcome you into that love too, by forgiving sin and inviting you to come into my life of love, of peace, of reconciliation. And it's the fullest expression that God could... It just shows the magnitude of God's love for his people that he would offer himself.
يعني هذه أعلى درجة الحب لخلقه أنه سيفعل ذلك.
من الله.
نعم.
Okay. What the sin the Adam did it. هو يسمونه آدم ولا إيش؟
آدم.
آدم. What the sin? I think he's eat apple or something like this from the paradise. This is the sin.
The sin is not the fruit. It's not an apple. It's a fruit.
Okay.
But the sin is disobedience. Wanting from the tree of knowledge. Mm. You know, in the sense of the parable of the way that is told, that Adam wants to become God. In a sense, mm-hmm. His disobedience, in a sense, mirrors the disobedience of humanity in many ways. Mm. You know, and it's.
قال إنها هي نوع من الفواكه لكن آدم أكلها ليصبح ربا. كذا قال.
هو ما نركز على الفاكهة نفسها هو عصى الله.
أنه عصى الله. Okay, but I think it's a small sin, not very big sin. Adam, not take this tree out from the earth or kill angel. It's a small sin. Only eat fruit.
Yeah, but from that comes a rippling of many sins. From the one sin begins many. The human condition, in a sense, that struggle between good and evil. Mm-hmm. You have this. It is an example of, you know, how it flows and spreads unless it's restored and brought back to a full life of grace.
هذا الفعل هو فقط هو المبدأ. يعني بعد ذلك سيعصي الله أكثر من هذا. هذا هو فقط هو المبدأ.
وعموما يعني هي أسئلة كثيرة لكن الوقت
get a lot of questions of course but the time is very short.
أنا ودي أطلع على الكنيسة من الداخل.
He would like to see.
Yeah, please come in.
This gift for you. This is my book. Enjoy your life.
Thank you very much.
And this it's like this. Yes.
Thank you. Let's go. Thank you.
And perfume, this gift for you.
Oh, I should have.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is the church now. It's is it since how many years?
There's been a Catholic presence here since about 1890.
1890.
Yeah.
But اسأل عن التماثيل هذه الكثيرة. ترمز إلى إيش؟
These idols that you'd have here, what are they an expression of, or who are they?
Well, these are statues of life of saints, and you know, we wouldn't call them idols. Okay. There are saints, there are holy men and women who depict certain scriptural events in the Bible, and you know, they inspire us because their life was full of grace, full of Christ, full of God. Mm-hmm. You know, they inspire us too to. Yes. So they're held up as models, role models, in a sense. Yeah.
هم لا يعتبرونهم تماثيل إنما أشخاص رجال صالحين والنساء صالحات يشجعهم على العبادة.
يعني لما يرونهم يتشجعون على العبادة.
So when you see them, it would increase you to worship more.
It is a reminder, you know, through art.
يذكرونهم ب.
Through art and so forth, you know, of the life of that person. How they fit into the life of Christ.
يذكرونهم بالعبادة بس. طيب لكني أنا أخشى أن الناس مع كثرة دخولهم إلى هذا المكان ورؤيتهم لهذه التماثيل بعد فترة سوف يشعرون أن هذه التماثيل هي ربهم وبالتالي ربما تبدأ العبادة لا تتوجه القلوب إلى الله تتوجه إلى هذه التماثيل.
For example, you might find over a period of time. That people, when they come into the church, that they will see these statues, and that they themselves, their hearts may begin to be attached to these statues, rather than, for example, directing that directly to God Almighty.
No, we always teach, and it's always written, that the saint or the statue that we see always points to God through Jesus Christ. That particularly of statues of Our Lady. She is the signpost. Her life was full of grace. She cooperated with the will of God, gave birth to Christ. And for us, Our Lady is always saying, look at my son, listen to him. So we always remind the people, you know, we're not, and they know themselves. You know, they get great affirmation from praying to the saint, but the saint, all the saints of God are saying, God first, Jesus, God first.
هم دائما يذكرون الناس الذين يأتون هنا بأنهم هم فقط إشارة إلى الله وقصصهم عبارة كيف تعبدون الله. لكن هم يقولون أنفسهم هؤلاء الرجال الصالحون يذكرهم أن الله هو الأول ثم أنا، لأن الناس يتوجهون إلى الله منهم إليهم إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى من بعدهم يعني يسألونهم يعني.
طيب في سؤال the last question. The cross قتل عليه المسيح مثل ما يعتقدون، فهو يذكرهم بموقف مؤلم حزين وهو قصة يعني المسيح عليه السلام، فكيف يعظمونه ويرسقونه فيهم ويجعلون في كل مكان وهو يذكرهم بألم ما يذكرهم بفرح؟
For example, when you see the cross and you see that Jesus is on that in the position that he is, it's something which is very very saddening to see, maybe very hard on the heart. So how is it that, you know, when you're talking to your congregation, for example, to bring about happiness when you see such a difficult reminder, if you like?
Through the cross comes freedom. Mm. Freedom and joy and hope. Mm. Because the cross is one part of the story. Mm. The other part of the story is the resurrection, the risen Lord, the spirit of Jesus amongst us in his people. Mm. And he lifts us up. I mean, the cross depicts human suffering. Mm. Jesus crucified, died by the hands of the authorities at that time. And the people know the story, but they also know the good news that Jesus Christ has risen, alleluia. Mm. And that's what gives them joy and hope. Mm. So yes, we look at the cross, but we know that's not the end.
Yes.
If we saw it was just Jesus died, full stop, it would be a sad story.
Yes.
But the joy is Christ has risen.
Yes. طبعا الصليب نفسه هو جزء من القصة، لما ما بعد أنه قد بعث بعد 3 أيام، فهذا عبارة عن فرح والسرور وأن رفع إلى السماء، فهل ليست النهاية الصليب وإنما فقط وسط القصة، هناك ما بعد ذلك يفرحهم يعني.
أسأل الله أن يوفقنا وإياه لكل خير، وأنا أدعو له بالخير كثيرا وأشكره على هذا الاستقبال الطيب وهذا الأسلوب الحسن، وإن شاء الله تعالى يكون بيني وبين التواصل بعدين.
He would like, he asks God Almighty to give us success, and he would like to thank you for your respect and the way that you have spoken in a very nice way and received us in a very beautiful way, and he hopes that in the future he can, you know, keep contact with you, and he would like to, you know, show his great thanks for that.
Please pass on my prayers and my blessings and upon you as well.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
وكذلك يدعو لك بالبركة.
Thank you. Thank you very much.